Welcome and thank you for joining us for this service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the April 9th, 2023 service at Plymouth, Easter Sunday. The sermon will be delivered by our pastor, the Reverend Paulette Mixon Weller.
The Lord is our strength and our song, and has become our salvation.
Joy and victory resound among God's people.
The right hand of the Lord has triumphed.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted.
We shall not die, but live and declare God's mighty deeds.
Next is the hymn, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. Next is the hymn, He is Lord.
Thank you.
scripture this morning is Isaiah 65, 17 through 25. It's in the Old Testament, page 696 in your pew Bibles, but I will be reading from the New International Version, so it'll be a little bit different. Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and of crying will be heard in it no more. Never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. He who dies at 100 will be thought a mere youth. He who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and others eat. For as the day of the tree, so will be the days of my people. My chosen ones will long enjoy the works of their hands. They will not toil in vain or bear children doomed to misfortune, for they will be a people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. But dust will be the serpent's food. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Next is the hymn, Thine is the Glory. Next.
Thank you.
come to our gospel lesson from John, John 20:1-18. Hear the word of the Lord. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The word of the Lord. Am I loud enough? Can everyone hear me? Yes, great. Should have asked that before reading perhaps the best scripture in the entire scripture passage in the entire Bible. All right. Please pray with me. Oh Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Early on the first day of the week, while it was dark, my family and the good people of Shalimar Presbyterian Church in Florida loaded up on a bus and headed out to the beach, which was 20 minutes away. Every Easter Sunday, we would do this. And you didn't know what in the world the weather was going to be like. It could be exactly like today, even in Florida. It could be completely cloudy and you can't even see the sunrise. We thought of those people today who go to the Tulip Festival and have a big sunrise service in the mud and the rain. And they are out there to bring in Easter with the sunrise, to celebrate the glorious rising of Jesus. Well, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. While a ruach, a wind, a breath, a spirit from God, swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening and there was morning the first day. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb to grieve. She came in darkness to honor the dead. She found that things were not as she'd expected, not as she thought they were supposed to be. The stone had been removed from the tomb. Now the stone weighed about a ton, so it's not easily removed. Where was Jesus? Why was the stone removed? So she went to get help, or maybe not to be alone in her discovery. So she went to Peter and John, saying, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have laid him." The men ran to see the tomb and found it empty. And the author, John, puts himself as being a little faster than Peter, which I think is kind of hilarious and human. Like, he got there first and won the race to the tomb. But he didn't go in. Peter bravely went into the tomb to see what it was like. And they found the cloths, the linen cloths, lying there. Those were wrapped around Jesus. My goodness. So they saw this, and then they returned to their homes. But Mary stayed there weeping. She stayed right outside the tomb. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And you can imagine when you're having a really heavy cry, things are a little cloudy and it's kind of confusing. So she must have just not known what in the world she was seeing. She saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus was supposed to be, one at the head and the other at the feet. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." And this is the first time she said "I." Before she said, "We don't know where they have laid him," but it's getting more personal. "I don't know." Mary's worried. Where is Jesus? When she'd said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but didn't know it was him. Why didn't she know it was him? Of course, scholars have a lot of different opinions on this. Was it because she was so full of tears that she couldn't really tell? Or was it that she'd gone to see him, you know, and grieve outside of his tomb, not expecting to see him? He was the last one on earth that she thought she would see. We don't know, but we know that she didn't know it was Jesus. She might not have even looked up at his face. He said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener. Which brings us back to the creation story in the garden. Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Then Jesus said to her, "Mary." Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Jesus called Mary, her own name. Hearing her own name, Mary knew it was her shepherd, her teacher, her friend. If we remember, Jesus had said to his followers, "The shepherd calls his own sheep by name. The sheep follow him because they know his voice." Mary definitely knew the sound of Jesus' voice. So this is a blessing from Mary's perspective. You can close your eyes if you would like to. You hardly imagined standing here. Everything you ever loved suddenly returned to you, looking you in the eye and calling your name. And now you do not know how to abide this hole at the center of your chest, where a door slams shut and swings open at the same time, turning on the hinge of your aching and hopeful heart. I tell you, this is not a banishment from the garden. This is an invitation, a choice, a threshold, a gate. This is your life calling to you from a place you could never have dreamed, But now that you have glimpsed its edge, you cannot imagine choosing any other way. So let tears come as anointing, a consecration, and then let them go. Let this blessing gather itself around you. Let it give you what you will need for this journey. You will not remember the words. They don't matter. All you need to remember is how it sounded when you stood in the place of death and heard the living call your name. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary found life where she thought she would find only death. How is this different from Lazarus being raised from the dead? Lazarus would die again, and Jesus would ascend to heaven. So Jesus said to Mary, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." So we believe, and we say in the Apostles' Creed, not very often, but it is in our hymnal, and it is something that we believe, that Jesus sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. So Jesus, the same Jesus that Mary saw, then ascended and sits on the right hand of God. So Anne Lewin wrote this, "Do not cling. Let me be bigger than your heart can hold. Rise with me to a larger vision." It's kind of what Jesus was saying. Don't cling to the earthly Jesus, because I will ascend. But this, my rising, Jesus says, starts a whole larger world, a larger vision. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. Now, the Gospel of John is all about our response to Jesus, our response to our personal encounter with Jesus. We saw how Mary went from, "We can't find him. I can't find him," to now, "I have seen the Lord." So the song that we have used as our Lenten theme, "O Lord, you're beautiful, your face is all I seek. When your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me." I love that song because I feel like it really speaks to that. We each of us have a unique relationship with Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? That's really amazing. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark. Sometimes it still seems dark. Sometimes awful things happen on a small scale and on a big scale. Sometimes there seems to be no hope at all. But then we remember that there only seems to be no hope. God has conquered death. God has rolled away the stone. It didn't roll off on its own. God rolled the stone away. Be not afraid when we are all despairing, when the world is full of grief, when we see no way ahead and hope has gone away. God rolled back the stone. Although we fear change, although we are not ready, although we'd rather weep and run away, God rolled back the stone. Because we're coming with Mary, because we hope where hope is vain, because you call us from the grave and show us the way, God rolled back the stone. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, like today, they gathered to celebrate the risen Lord. And if we are quiet and still, and we really, truly listen above the noise, above the worries, above the chaos of life, above our tears, we can hear Jesus calling us by name, calling us to new life. Let that hope grow in you. Let that reality ground you in courage, peace, and love, so that your heart can soar and be free. Listen. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, something wonderful and amazing happened that changed everything. Amen. We will sing hymn from Lift Up, number 80, O Lord, You're Beautiful. Son taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Next is the hymn, I Danced in the Morning.
Thank you. the Holy Spirit and the peace of Christ surround you within and without. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.